厚一点好吗？这个放厚一点。对对对，对对对，谢谢谢谢。可能他们忘记改时间了。
不觉得，不觉得，
不是，本来是哦，我知道。翻译好吗？不要紧，就跟讲话一样简单。我们先打开希伯来书十一章。
Let's open the book of Hebrew, chapter 11.
十一章我们会从23节念到29节。
Chapter 11, verse 23 to 29.
对。打上去了，我们就一起来念啊。
Let's read together.
23节开始。
Verse 23.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信，把他藏了3个月，并不怕亡命。摩西因着信，长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望所要得着的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕玩怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。他因着信就守逾越节，行杀血的礼，免得那灭长者的临近以色列人。他们因着信过红海如行干地，埃及人试着要过去就被吞灭了。好，我们先读这一点点，低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们今天能够奉你的名聚集在你的名下。
We are gathering under your name.
我们深信你必照着你应许的，当你的儿女们奉你名聚会的时候，你就会在我们中间。
We deeply believe that according to your promise, when we gathering under your name, you will be with us.
主，因为我们聚集只有一个的目的，要来敬拜你。
We only have one purpose, is to worship you.
不管我们在讲道、在翻译、在听道，我们都是在敬拜你。
No matter we preach, interpret, and listening, we are all worshiping you.
求你帮助我们懂得如何用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
May you help us to know how to worship you with all our hearts and truth.
也帮助我们，给我们有一个能够听的耳朵，能听见圣灵对我们要说的话。
May you give us a ear to hear your words.
并且给我们听懂了就去遵行，没有退后。
So we could understand and follow your words.
主，我们感谢你，一切都是你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. This is all the grace you've given to us.
因为离开你，我们就不能做什么。
We can't do anything without you.
但是有你，我们就能够面对一切无穷的变化，因为主你永不改变。
So with you, we can face all uncertainties because you are never changed.
我们把这个时间恭敬的放在你的面前。
We commit the following time onto your hand.
我们对主说，主人请说，我们静听。
Lord, please speak to us, and we will be here to hear your words.
我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣的名。
We thank you and praise you. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，我们 两个男孩子。谢谢你，欧金。在上一次我们大家在这里一起开始，我跟大家一起来思想希伯来书第十一章。
Last time I had started talking about the Hebrew chapter 11 with you.
十一章主要是讲到什么是信心，还有他为着帮助我们明白，他列举了历史上那些人物来跟我们证明信心那个荣耀的确据。
Chapter 11 talks about what is faith. It also cited many examples, the historical figures in history to show us what is the proof, the evidence of a beautiful faith.
他列举了整个旧约历史中许多许多的英雄。
It had given us many, many examples of the historical heroes in the Old Testament.
其实他们本来都是很平凡、很平凡的人，跟你我差不多。
Originally, these people are just ordinary people like you and me.
但是因着神的恩典，临到这些的人，就把他们整个的都给翻转了过来。
However, because the face of God had fallen upon these people, and they had been transformed all over.
上一个思想的时候，我们想到这里边所举到的亚伯拉罕这个人。
Last time we talked about Abraham.
那今天我想重点我们会分在思想另一个是摩西。
Today we're going to think about another person, Moses.
当然你不用担心啊，我不会照着他这里边讲的几十个人一个人一个人来跟你读，要读到好几年才完了。
Don't worry, I will not talk in details about every single figure mentioned in this chapter. Otherwise, we'll spend years on this.
因为甚至连希伯来书的作者都说，我如果要一个一个来跟你细说，时间就没有了。
Even the author of the book of Hebrews said, if I'm to tell you one by one, I do not have such time.
当我在思想这些人物的时候，我想到另一个很能够帮助我们，而且大家很熟悉的人，就是摩西。
However, I think of another person, and we're all very familiar with, that is Moses.
我们也来看看摩西的一生中，给了我们许许多多美好的见证，跟很好的教育。
Should we also reflect the life of Moses, which you have given us a lot of examples and we can learn from?
其实摩西这个名字还是法老的女儿给他起的名字。
Actually, Moses, this name was given by the daughter of Pharaoh.
因为那个时候埃及王下了一道命令，以色列人所生的男孩都必须被溺死。
At that time, Pharaoh had an order. All the baby boys that Israel people had will have to be drowned.
因为他怕以色列人太多了，就反兵为主。
He was afraid that there will be so many Israelites that they will become the owner of the land.
但是圣经记载到摩西就生在那一个时间。
However, Moses happened to be born at that time.
当然我们知道很多政府的政策都是有时间性的。
We know that a lot of policies by the government is restricted by a certain time.
可能摩西就刚刚生在那一段有这个政策的日子。
However, Moses was born just happened to be during the period of that policy.
但是圣经很奇妙地记载到他父母因着信就把他藏了三个月并不怕亡命。
However, the Bible told us that because of faith, Moses' parents, they hid him for 3 months and was not scared of the order from the king.
我有时候在想到这件事啊，我真的觉得摩西很特殊。
When I think of this, I felt that Moses was so special.
那藏了三个月，一般来说小孩子都会哭会闹的。
He was hidden for 3 months. Usually, baby cried a lot.
但是他好像不哭不闹的。
Yeah, as if Moses never cried.
所以他的父母看看这个小孩子的心里，就觉得圣经给他一个评论是，他真的很俊美。
The Bible said Moses was no ordinary child. He's beautiful.
我个人相信他所说的那个俊美，不是他外边看起来很漂亮很帅。
I believe that beautiful doesn't only mean that he looks good looking.
而是他里边有一种与众不同的品格在流露在他的生命里边。
Yet he has a beautiful character which shines through him.
所以呢，他被藏了三个月。
That's why he could be hidden.
后来他母亲觉得也藏不住了，越来越大了。
And later on, his mom saw that he was too big to be hidden.
但是他把这件事交给了至高神的主宰来安排。
And he committed this thing to God, the Most High God, to put the thing to him.
他做了一个蒲草箱，把孩子放在里边。
So he made a box and put Moses inside.
然后把它放到尼罗河的里边去。
And put the box in the river Nile.
啊，我记得他的母亲是这样说的。
I remember his mom said this.
看看他的结局怎么样。
I want to see what happened to this baby.
换句话说，他母亲知道只有神能够保存他。
In another word, his mother knew that only God can preserve.
然后我们就看见他的成长是一件奇妙的不得了的事。
Then we saw that the growing up of Moses is also amazing.
法老的女儿到河边来洗澡，就听见了小孩子的哭声。
Daughter of Pharaoh came to the river to have a bath and heard the cry of Moses.
然后就把他带过来一看。
And brought the box.
法老的女儿也非常喜欢他。
And she saw Moses and liked him a lot.
所以就把他收养为自己的孩子。
And then she adopted Moses as her own son.
给他起了个名叫摩西，是我从水中把他救出来的。
She called him Moses, meaning I drew him out of the water.
而且他的成长也很特别。
And his upbringing is also very special.
他的姐姐在河边看着法老的女儿把她要了。
His sister saw what happened at the riverside that Pharaoh's daughter took Moses.
她就自告奋勇的去跟这个法老的女儿说，我帮你找个奶妈。
And he recommended to Pharaoh's daughter that I'll find a nurse for you.
那法老的女儿刚刚好也需要个奶妈。
And it happened that Pharaoh's daughter did need a nurse.
结果呢，就把摩西交给了他自己亲生的母亲来养大，还有人工。
And so he given Moses to his own mother to nurse him and also pay her for that.
所以你看见说神在安排许多环境，美妙的不得了。
Now you see how amazing God has arranged everything.
人想象不到的。
It is beyond your comprehension.
结果摩西就在王宫里长大，受了埃及一切的学问。
As a result, Moses grew up in the palace of Egypt and received all the knowledge of Egypt.
圣经给他的见证是他行事说话都有能力。
The Bible said Moses is in power in everything he did and said.
记得我们在世界上，有时候神也用世界各种的利益来帮助你，来滋养你，来养大你。
Remember, while we're in this world, God also used all the knowledge in this world to nurture us and bring us up.
但是你必须记得的是，是神主宰的权柄把你放在这些的环境的当中。
But you need to remember that it is God's sovereign that had put you in all the circumstances in this world.
摩西在他母亲的手中大概有几年而已，而且是一个小孩子的时候。
Moses has spent a few years in his mom's arm while he was only a child.
我个人相信他母亲一定在乳养他的时候常常的跟他谈起他们这个民族怎样的在列祖的应许中蒙恩典的故事。
I believe that Moses' mom also told Moses all the story how his ancestor had received God's grace in the past years while she was nursing him.
所以我鼓励我们中间这些做父母的人，特别是孩子还小的人。
I encourage all the parents among us, especially when your child is still small.
从小就跟他们讲神在你家中的慈爱和恩典。
While they're still young, talk to them about the God's kindness, His loving kindness, the stories in your family.
从小就让他们知道，在你的家中是神所保守、所眷顾的家。
Teach them that your house, your family is under the grace and protection of God.
结果你知道，等到摩西四十岁的时候
，Do you know when Moses was 40 years old?
圣经给出这样一句的评语。
The Bible has given a comment to Moses.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
He regarded the disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt.Because he was looking ahead to his reward.
摩西有一个心智，他有永远的价值的兴趣。
He has a heart set on something that has eternal value.
如果要照他当时的环境，甚至历史书说，他很有可能继承成为皇位继承人的一个之一。
According to the history recording, Moses was very likely to be the successor of King Pharaoh.
但是圣经这里说他因着信就不肯称为法老的儿子。
Yet the Bible told us that because of faith, Moses refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
我换一个现代的话来说。
In modern terms,
可能你在世界上你很有成功，你很有才华，人很看重你。
Maybe you're very successful in this world.
但是你心里是否有另一个心智呢？
Yet, do you have a different heart in you?
你是否记得你是另一种人类的后裔呢？
Do you remember that you are the descendant of a different group of people?
摩西值得我们常常思想的就是他看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财富还宝贵。
Moses reminded us that he regarded the suffering for the Lord is more precious than all the wealth from Egypt.
因他想要得着那个赏赐是永远的赏赐。
Because the reward that he's looking forward is
那位看顾他们整个民族从他们列祖以来所侍奉的神。
It is God who their generation has been serving.
我们当中有不少年轻人在这世界上他受他们的教育受很好很好的教育跟帮助。
There are a lot of young people among us who have been well educated.
但是我盼望我们中间的年轻人也能够被提醒你不是属埃及的。
Yet I hope all our young people be reminded you do not belong to Egypt.
你必须是属于以色列的神的。
You must belong to the God of Israel.
你要看重这一个身份。
You must regard this identity of you.
你不要只是想着你在世界上可以显多大的名声。
Do not only enjoy in your
多少让人羡慕的待遇。
The fame that people admire from you.
你要宝贵的是你是神的选民。
What you need to treasure is you are the elect of God.
从这个角度来说，弟兄姐妹，你我都是蒙恩的，是神的百姓。
From this angle, brother and sister, you and me, we are all God's children. God's
我们都需要宝贵这一个的身份。
We all need to cherish this identity.
而且为了这个身份，我们会轻看这地上的一切。
For the sake of this identity, we will take light of everything we receive.
我独有偶的心愿，也有一个非常非常有名望的人。
There's another person who is also very famous in this regard.
就是我们大家都很熟悉的保罗。
This is Paul, which we're all familiar with.
他曾经是他当代的佼佼子。
He was the best people, best person in his generation.
他受到最高等的老师的教育。
He was trained in the most famous teacher.
他在很多的方面，他都是一个优秀的人。
In many perspectives, he was the best of his generation.
但是有一天，他发现了主耶稣的救恩之后。
Yet one day after he found the grace and salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他能够这样从心里说出这样的一句话。
He could say this from the bottom of his heart.
我现在看万事如同粪土。
Now I count everything as loss.
我单单与得着耶稣基督为我的至宝。
The most precious thing for me is to gain Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一个知识上的口号。
Brother and sister, this is not just a slogan out of knowledge.
而是在他生命中很真实的那个价值观。
This is his new value system from his life.
一旦有了这一种的确实的价值观
As soon as he had this value system
保罗他就说我不管在什么情况下我都能满足
Paul said No matter what circumstance I am under I learned to be content
他不要求一个特定的什么环境来合适他
He doesn't request for a special a tailor-made
但是他知道他有主在每一种的环境中都是美好
Yet he knows as long as he has God, our Lord
因为他的生命只是为着这一位救他的主而来活
Because all his life is to be lived for this God
然后我们看见神在摩西身上有很严厉也很严谨的对付
Yet we also see very strict dealings from God to Moses.
他40岁的时候，他想到自己已经受了这么好的装备。
When he was 40 years old and he seeing that he's so well equipped.
又有这么大的爱国热情。
And he has such a passionate love for his country.
他就开始想用自己的聪明和智慧来拯救以色列人。
He attempted to save the nation of Israel using his own wisdom.
不过后来呢他本国的人并没有欣赏他
Yet his action was not appreciated by his own people
而且反而来讥笑他说
On the contrary, they mocked at him
你想杀我像你昨天杀埃及人啊
You want to kill me like you killed the Egyptian yesterday
谁立你做我们的官啊
Who has set you as our official
那因着这个事情的败露埃及王想杀他
And because of this, the king Pharaoh wanted to kill Moses.
结果一个勇敢的战士变成一个逃兵就跑了
This brave soldier ran away.
他一跑就跑到了旷野40年之久
And he ran away to the desert and stayed there for 40 years.
有些时候神在你我的带领和手段我们都不明白
Sometimes we do not understand the way God led us
但是当我们愿意安静地把自己放在神的手中他有他的时间
Yet when we are willing to place ourselves in God's hand He has His time
在又过四十年之后
So after another 40 years
有一天摩西是替他岳父放羊的
One day, Moses was tending the flock for his father-in-law
而且在沙漠的地方到处都有荆棘的。
In the wilderness, there were thistles everywhere.
那一天突然间摩西看见有一个被火烧着的荆棘。
At that time, one day Moses all of a sudden saw thorns and thistles being burned by fire.
荆棘被火烧在沙漠地方是经常发生的。
It's a usual thing that the thistles being burned by fire.
远的不说，你在澳洲每年夏天都看见有山火烧起来。
Even in Australia, you see bushfires every year.
但是摩西这一次看见的有个特别的地点地方。
At this time, there's a special thing about this burning thorn.
烧了，但是荆棘竟然没烧掉。
It's being burned, yet it's not burned up.
摩西就说：“我要过去看这个大异象，荆棘为什么没有烧坏呢
？”So Moses said, "I will go over and have a look. Why is the bush not burned up?"
当他往前走的时候。神就呼叫他。
When he was going over, God called him.
摩西，摩西。
Moses, Moses.
他就回答说：“主啊，我在这里。”
And he said, "Lord, here I am."
神对他说：“你不要近前来，把你脚上的鞋脱下，因你所站之地是圣地。”
God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground."
刚才我们唱的那首诗，我在这里，这是在出埃及记第一次出现的。我在这里。
The hymn we just sang, "Here I am, Lord," and the verse actually appeared for the first time in the Book of Egypt, chapter 3.
我觉得。那一次摩西的经验对你我都有很好很好的教育意义。
I believe that encounter of Moses with God has a significant meaning for you and me.
同样在你我平凡的再平凡没有的日子里边。
In our extremely ordinary life.
有一天主会呼叫你。
One day, in the same way, God will call you.
主会让你看见你平凡的生活后边有神圣的目的。
God will show you a godly purpose behind your extremely ordinary life.
我们知道，本来在地上神造万有的时候，没有造荆棘。
We knew that God, when God created everything on the earth, He didn't create.
在伊甸园里，所有的东西都结果子，都能给人当食物。
In the Garden of Eden, all types of trees can yield fruits which become food for
men. 但是犯罪以后，地受了咒诅，从此荆棘就长出来了。
Yet after sin came, the ground was cursed. That's how the thistles and thorns grew up.
这正好是说明我们人。被罪污染以后，我们本来应该是能结果的生命，却长成了荆棘。
This showed us our life, whether it, instead of yielding fruits, we're yielding thorns and thistles and those bushes because of the containment of sin.
因为荆棘它只能刺伤人，它不能满足人的需要，不能当食物。
Thorns could only harm people, cannot be a food for people.
而且荆棘有个特征，你不能靠近它，靠得太近你就受伤。
Thorn has also a special character. You cannot get close to him because you'll get hurt.
所以你看见我们人与人之间开始产生了这种互相伤害的本能。
In the same way, you can see that in our nature, we start to have this character where we are very easy to hurt each
other. 然后你再想想这个荆棘能做什么用呢
？Also think about what is the use of thorn.
它不能当任何家具的材料。
It cannot be the material to be made into any furniture.
它甚至不能当柴烧。
It cannot even be like wood to be.
因为你要当柴烧，还得耐烧一点。
Because if you wanted to burn like a wood, you need to
stand
the time.
一见火就叭一声啥都没了。
Yet, when you put the thistles and thorns into the fire, it just disappeared.
但是摩西看见那个异象的时候
Yet when Moses saw this vision,
他觉得很惊讶的就是
What amazed him was,
为什么这个荆棘没有被烧毁呢
Why didn't the bush burn up?
非常不自然
It is not natural.
所以他就想走过去看
That's why he wanted to go over to have a look.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about this?
你我的生命，你我的生活，很多时候就像沙漠中的荆棘。
The lives and livings of you and me, in most cases, are like the thorns and thistles, the bushes in the wilderness.
但是你稀奇的是直到今天，为什么没把你我烧毁呢
？Yet what amazed us is until this day, why haven't this been burned up?
我自己有一个这样的感触。
I have a feeling myself.
因为我自己真的一生。就像沙漠中的荆棘那么的枯干那么样的没用
I reckon my own life is just like the bushes in the wilderness It is dry and it is useless
但是直到今天
Yet until today
还没被烧掉
I have not been burned up
是因着神的恩典在背后在里边让我没有被烧毁
All because of God's grace inside me and around me.
你我不止不用被烧毁。
Not only you and me were not destroyed and burned up.
这个荆棘的比方，当我们蒙恩得救的那刹那，就显得更加的宝贵。
This parable of thistles becomes so precious at the second when we were saved.
你记得当主耶稣为人你我的罪而被钉在十字架上的时候
Remember when Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for you and me
人编了一个荆棘的冠冕戴在他的头上
People made a crown of thorns and put it on his head
罗马兵钉在那里拿苇子打着他讥笑说犹太人的王啊
Roman soldiers was whipping him with the reeds and mocking at him King of Jews
地上的君王都是用黄金、珠宝来装饰他头上的冠冕。
Earthly kings use gold and pearls and jewels to decorate their crown on the head.
唯独我们天上的君王耶稣。
Only our heavenly king, Jesus Christ.
他用你我这些荆棘来编成他的冠冕。
He used you and me, the thistles and thorns.To make his crown.
是人一看就讨厌的东西他竟然把你我当成是他的冠冕。
Things that people detest is used by him as his crown.
你会看见你我的价值吗
Do you see in this the value of you and me?
我们虽然是荆棘
We are, although we are thorns and thistles.
但是因为转到了耶稣的身上竟然要成为冠冕。
But because we are on Jesus, now we become crowns for him.
所以你会发现，弟兄姐妹，你看见一个基督徒，不管他今天状况怎样，你千万记得主把他当成他头上的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, no matter what situation you see a Christian is in, remember our Lord take him or her as the crown on his head.
他会把你我改变到一个地步。
He can transform you and me to an extent.
不只是那种人看见就讨厌的。
Not only we could be things that humans
反而成为人觉得惊讶的。为什么耶稣竟然选用这样的人
But we can become things that people are amazed about and amazed why Jesus even chose us to be his crown.
我回到刚才摩西看见这样的状况以后
Back to the vision Moses saw.
他对
神回答说
He answered to God,
我在这里。
Here I am.
我在这里不是单单说我有什么目的你来帮助我。
It is not only to say, I'm here with a purpose, please help me.
一个真正蒙恩典的人，认识神救恩的人，有一个很直截了当的反应。
For a person who's truly received God's grace, he would have a very natural reaction.
他会自觉地把自己整个的献给主。
He would naturally offer up all his life to God.
他会说，我在这里。
He would say, here I am.
意味着什么呢？从此以后，你使唤我。
Meaning from now on, call me.
我是你的。
I am yours.
你要怎么使用是你的主权。
You can use in whatever way you like.
从此以后，我只听你的。
From now on, I listen to
you. 我也只受你自己的管制和支配。
I'm under your control, your dominion.
弟兄姐妹，今天太多太多的基督徒停留在我有难处，你来帮我而已。
Francis, so many Christians are stopped at this situation that I have a difficulty, Lord, help me.
我有愿望，你来帮我成全。
I have a wish, help me to fulfill.
但是我为什么很着重于这一个我在这里呢？
Yet, why I emphasize on Moses' answer?
因为一旦一个基督徒真的明白我不再属自己。
Once a Christian realized that I no longer belong to myself.
我在属于那一个为我呼召我为我舍命的主的时候。
I belong to him who called me and who died for me.
他一生都变了。
Then his whole life will change.
他一生都没什么可以担心了。
There's nothing else to worry about in his life.
正如那首诗歌所说的，无怨无悔。
Just like the hymn said, there's no more regrets.
我愿意把自己全然献上。
I am willing to offer up all myself to you.
敬拜的一个很重要的点就是把自己献上。
One very important point of worship is to give yourself to God.
这个献上不是要你去做什么事。
It is not to say you need to do something.
这个献上是把自己的主权清清楚楚地向主说，我把主权交给你。
It is to give your own right to God.
你想怎么样我都可以。
It is to let God do whatever things on you.
你把我放在什么环境中，我也可以。
No matter what circumstance you put me in.
但是只有一件事是我非常非常宝贵和需要的。
There's only one thing I need desperately.
就是你与我同在。
That is your presence with me.
我盼望。
I hope.
摩西的这一个看见跟这一个简单的摆上
The vision of Moses and his simple offering up of himself
都能让我们记得
Can help us to remember
尽管我们很平凡
Although we are very ordinary and common
但是如果主的呼召拯救临到了你
Yet if God's calling and salvation fall upon you,
你的身份就已经不同了。
Then you have a different.
你的前途也不同了。
Your future will be different.
你已经不再在乎埃及王喜不喜欢你。
You will no longer care about whether Egypt Pharaoh likes you or not.
埃及的财富有多少能给你？
Whether how much wealth from Egypt will be given to you.
但是你非常清楚知道，我的一切都属于主。我也为着他。
But you will clearly be aware of that all you have is for the Lord, and you do everything for Him.
这样，你我的生命就会从你今天对他说，我在这里，开始全然的变化。
In this way, your life will start changing as soon as you said, Here I am to God.
从摩西被呼召的这一个过程中，我们也思想一件事。
From the story of the calling of Moses, we think of one thing.
神呼召一个人，不在乎这个人拥有多少能力或者智慧或者财富。
When God calls someone, it doesn't matter how wealthy he is and how much wisdom he has.
我常常觉得我们有一个误区。
I believe we have a misconcept.
有些人先天就有非常美好的资质。
Some people are naturally very talented.
然后我们常常会说，这个人有这么好的资质，一定神要用他了。
And we would comment, oh, he is so talented, God
will use him. 我在查考圣经的时候，刚刚看见相反。
Yet I see the opposite when I study the Bible.
你可以先事先受到这么多很好的教育。
You could receive a lot of education in advance.
但是你需要受一个更深的教育，就是把这些东西都把它学到能够放下，被主使用。
Yet you need to learn another thing, is to lay down everything you've learned in advance and learn to be used by God.
因为神是拣选那些世人眼睛中看为软弱的。
Because God chooses those who are
愚拙的
weak,
无能的
foolish, and powerless,
贫穷的
and poor.
神看重一个人是他内心的信心顺服。
God pays attention to people's faith, obedience.
还有谦卑
and humbleness.
愿意放下自己。
And the willingness to lay down himself.
所以当我们在这一条学习跟从主的路上，
So on the journey that we learn to follow God,
我巴不得我们常常互相鼓励。
I really hope that we could encourage each other.
不止我是荆棘。
Not only I am the bush.
其实你也是荆棘。
You are also the bush.
但是神把这些荆棘编成他头上的冠冕。
Yet God has woven these thistles and thorns into the crown on his head.
荆棘丢在地上就只能被人践踏，被人烧掉。
The thorns can only be trampled on the earth by people's foot and be burned up.
荆棘被编成戴在主头上的冠冕，就叫人十分的惊讶和敬畏。
But if it's made into a crown on Jesus' head, it will be amazed by people.
那我今天为什么觉得摩西的例子很能帮助我们？
So the reason I believe that Moses' story would help us,
就是求主怎样在平凡中找到摩西。
Is for God to seek and find his Moses in our ordinary life.
今天在你我平凡的生活中，让我们都能听见主也能够呼召你我。
Today in our very ordinary life, let us also hear God's calling.
他要让你看见你没有被火烧毁。
He showed us that we have not been burned up by fire.
是因为他恩典支撑了你。
It is all because of his grace that has
supported us. 他愿意你看见就在你平凡的地位上可以成为圣地，因为主要在那里显现。
He showed us that in our ordinary life, we can be used by him because God will show up himself there.
他要让你我看见他恩典临到你，并不是因为你曾受过多高的埃及的学问。
He is to show us that the fact that his grace can fall upon us not because we receive so much wealth and education from Egypt,
而是因为你愿意把自己对他说我在这里。
But because our willingness to say to him, here I am.
在这里为什么要遵循他的旨意？
I'm here to obey your will.
在这里不是为我自己来获取什么的时候。
I'm here not to gain anything for myself.
我们的家在天上，他已经为我们预备。
Because our home is in heaven, whom he has prepared for us.
让我们在今天这个最末后的时代不要忘记，
Let us in this last day do not forget.
主一旦把我们拿在他的手里，他绝不把我们丢弃。
As long as God has already gained us in His hand, He will not forsake us.
他一定要做到你我成为他的荣耀冠冕。
He will do His work until you and me become His glorious crown.
让每个人都无法想象的惊讶。
Which will amaze everyone else.
好，我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你藉着记载在圣经上那些信心的伟人，不断的要提醒我们。
Through these great figures of faith, you have been reminding us constantly.
你可以在所有的人的无能当中做出奇迹。
You can make miracles out of the weakness of us.
你可以在我们这些平凡的人身上，你却把我们拯救成为你的儿女。
You can save us who are ordinary people and make us your children.
而且主，你不是单单拯救我们脱离黑暗、死亡、世界和罪恶。
Not only have you delivered us out of the darkness, the death, and the sin.
而且你要使用我们来完成你自己的差遣和托付。
You are to also use us to fulfill your task and mission.
就是为你而活的荣耀的生活。
Which is living a glorious life for you.
主啊，巴不得我们每个人心里都愿意对你说。
I really hope that every one of us will be willing to say to you from our heart.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, I am here.
粉碎我心中的偶像和所爱。
Break into pieces everything in my as my idol.
直到我在你这里找到我的命定。
Until I have found my destiny in your will.
直到我在你这里全然献上自己。
Until I can offer up everything that I have to you.
直到我们活着是为着在地上那些黑暗的角落还有人没有听见福音。
Until we can live for you, for those people who haven't heard your gospel in the dark corner of the
world. 主，让我们为你而燃烧，不是为自己而销魂。
Help us to burn for you, but not to live for ourselves.
求主听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.